Greetings, I'm James Thielen, your host tonight on the BBS Network, As You Wish Talk Radio. I've got a few announcements to make that before we get into the, you know, the meat of tonight. We're going to have a lot of call-ins and guests tonight, so I thought I'd dedicate this. Everybody just said, hey, want to call in because of all the changes and things going on right now on the planet and ask some questions. And so this is your night, you know, so be sure and call in. I'll give you those numbers right away. It's 888-627-6008 or 530-762-2091. And we'll give those call-in numbers later as we go through the show to make sure you get them. So get your pencil out or paper or whatever you need to write them down. Some of the things happening here at East SETI I wanted to talk about, and you know, some quick announcements here, is that we have the Galactic Gratitude Gathering for the Thanksgiving weekend. And there's still a few rooms available, and it's a great weekend with meditation, feasting, talks, films, and more. And we're going to have some great people coming up. And it's just going to be a really kind of a low-key gathering, you know, just sharing a lot of information and giving thanks for the things we do have and what's happening in our lives and being able to share, you know, about, you know, just getting everybody together in one big room you know, kind of sharing what's happening for us, for each other, and where the planet's going. We have a few remotes for transpersonal release sessions. We just have a few remotes available between November, now and November 29th, and then I'll be gone, basically, and I'll be on the road, and the other people, a lot of people are going to be going off in different directions here. So, the December... you know, won't be posted, you know, and until we get that taken care of to find out where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing. But if you want to go to that, go to privateinvitationeseti.com. I'll be in Tokyo December 2nd through the 6th. And you can go to jceti.org, jceti.org, and you find out what's happening in the Japan gathering. So I'll be doing some gatherings there and talking about to a lot of the people in Japan. We have a lot of Japanese people come in here and large groups of Japanese people to come and see the ships. And they've, you know, been a great support. And Greg Sullivan there with Jay Seti over in Japan, he's done a great job in getting the information out and connecting people in and bringing them out to have their own experiences here at East SETI. And we have a lot of great footage. And it's funny because you can hear them, you know, in the background getting all excited, you know, and telling the ships to power up. It's really interesting. You know, you hear all these different languages going off when these ships come in and power up. So it's quite an international thing happening here. And then I'll be on an Australia tour January and February. And if you want to find out more about that, we have a – hang on just a second here. I lost my slide here. But you can go to the Australia tour for January and February. Go to esetiaustralia.org. So it's esetiaustralia.org. And you can find out all the information on Australia. And I can't wait to see Australia. I love Australia. I love the outback. And I haven't been there yet, but I can just feel the energies that are calling me there. And I want to reconnect with a lot of the Aboriginal energies and find out what's happening over there. And, you know, and find out what they're, you know, what they're all about, what their ancient stories are about, you know, and hear their stories and help out in a couple situations. I don't want to go into anything on those. There are some people there that are struggling right now. We're going to see what we can do to help them out. But there's so much going on, you know, right now. And I wanted to get into that there's some things in the news. And, you know, I have a big question about this, you know, the France thing, the France bombing and everything else, you know. And people are asking about that. Was that a false flag? You know, everything is pointing in that direction. I mean, everything. And, you know, you really think about it. France is one of their best allies, especially for Palestine and, you know, getting their country back. And, you know, they've been on the side of justice and bringing out the truth for a long time. You know, in France, the government's afraid of the people. You know, in America, the people are afraid of the government. It should be the other way around. But, you know, they're not allowing the government to get away with all the disinformation and dishonesty and the deceptions, you know, to keep the almighty dollar going. So they're, they're very outspoken, and they're calling it like it is, and you know, they're saying, look, I'm not going to involve myself in all these wars anymore, and all these other, we're not going to be the brute squad for the banksters and things like that, and they're starting to call it out. Well, I thought it's quite interesting that you know, here they're actually supporting Palestine and all these other things, and then they have a big world summit on terrorism, you know, coming up the next day before the bombings, you know. And geez, what do you know? Right on the eve of these bombings, you know, France, the one country that's saying, "Hey, this is all a bad joke," you know, all these ISIS and Al Qaeda and everything we call Al Qaeda, like duh, as duh. You know, it's they're figuring all this stuff out and they're starting to go public on it. So who else would they target? You know, to say, "Hey, either get in line or we're going to bomb your." We're going to terrorize your country until you get in line with our program, you know, with the big Illuminati program. So anyway, they also, France provided, you know, agreed to provide nuclear power for Iran and some other countries. You know, they're just a real sore point, you know, with Israel right now and, you know, the powers that were, I should say, because they're folding in on themselves. Now, they actually caught an Israeli brigadier general was captured with ISIS, along with ISIS there, you know, obviously giving them advice or advising them or whatever. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I mean, they've got some very important questions that are coming down with this brigadier general. Why is he hanging out with ISIS? You know, this might start to explain things to you. And also too, Exxon and BP are buying the oil that ISIS has captured. So they're willingly participating and supporting ISIS, you know, through funding the oil. Now, I believe the Patriot Act covers that. I mean, I'm not a fan of the Patriot Act, but if we want to really enforce the Patriot Act, we'd be exercising that option, arresting all of these top CEOs for participating and supporting a terrorist organization. You know, it's pretty simple. It's cut and dried. You know, if you're buying their oil and sending large amounts of money to them, well, you know, you're supporting them. Pretty simple. So anyway, when you look at all the connections here and start connecting all the dots, which is what France was doing and starting to go public about it, of course, there's going to be a false flag and there's going to be blowback and they're going to make an example of them. But I think the French people are seeing through this and they're singing their national anthem and they're just saying, we're not going to bend. We're not going to, you know, bend to this nonsense. And I think this is going to be a real just a real biggie as far as the collapse of the Illuminati and the banksters and everything else. I think this is going to be a huge blowback from this. It's all going to become public. And, you know, a lot of people that are involved in all these things are just fed up. So there's going to be whistleblowers and people just blasting, you know, out all over the news here. Even though the news is controlled, it's going to be coming out anyway as to what's really behind this major false flag event. You know, you just don't go in and start bombing cities in France and think you're going to get away with it, you know, no matter what your program is. So anyway, pay attention. Don't get whipped into they're going to pay. We need to go after them. We need to kill the terrorists. Don't get caught up in all that program. That's exactly what it's for. And the real terrorists are the ones that are trying to whip everybody into a frenzy. And you know, they're the ones that are actually creating these problems, financing these problems and everything else. So, you know, wait and see, wait for the information to come out before you jump to conclusions, because it's really not what you think it is. You know, we need to, I thought it was Wikimedia had all the information about all the bombings, everything, how many people were killed, everything, you know, right after the event, even before any news releases were made of the event, they came out with all this information. You're going, how did they gather all that information before it was even made public? You know, did they already have the information? They already knew where all the events were happening, where all the you know, it was all done. The whole release was already typed up and ready to go. You know, it kind of sounds like 911 or a few other things where they accidentally started telling the orchestrating the event, you know, and Building 7 going down, but it hadn't gone down yet. So they got a little ahead of themselves on the news leaks and, you know, the news releases and telling people, events haven't happened yet because they're reading a script, and they got a little ahead of themselves on the script and actually released the information that the 911 and the bombings you know, that whole thing was another setup too. That was pretty obvious. But anyway, there's a lot more. You know, one thing I want to notice, and I sent it over our email list. If you want to go to and get its free newsletter, and we send out links and information all the time. I haven't been writing a lot of newsletters. I've just been sending out links of other people that have important information, and I am going to do more on the newsletter. But you know, basically, I'm just getting flooded with information about, you know, this false flag operation and some of the other games that they're getting ready to pull and things like that. It's just a last dying attempt of an old guard, you know, on the way out. And the good news is they're not frequency specific to the Earth in the awakened healing process. And the other beings involved in bringing this process about are far beyond anything that they can muster. So, you know, they're just actually creating more karma and digging their own graves by pulling these stunts. You know, they're going to get more people angry and more people pissed off at them. And you know, that's the end of that story. So the writing on the wall, they know it, that their time is up, and they're just doing all they can to hang on, but they can't. You know, it's not going to make it. Now, somebody sent me a link I thought was quite interesting. It says the Senate was notified, you know, and heavily involved in the chemtrail program. Now, in this notification, this Senate hearing, they had a Senate hearing on chemtrails. And in the Senate hearing, they said that, this is what they said. They said that the chemtrails were going to be destroying the forests. They're going to be destroying crops. They're going to create severe droughts followed by torrential rains. You know, they said that that what they're spraying is highly detrimental. It's going to create a lot of autism, a lot of dementia, a lot of illness, collapsing people's immune system. You know, they talk about all the chemicals that they're using up there and the heavy metals and everything else. And they give, you know, a detailed report was given to the Senate that, you know, this is going to be extremely hazardous, extremely harmful to the human populace. It's going to destroy the forests. And it's going to destroy a lot of farms, you know, where we get our food. You know, it's going to destroy the food supply. And after this notification, they just went ahead. And now they're signing bills that are saying that all this geoengineering is okay. And the people involved with it are going to, you know, held harmless and they can't be persecuted and everything else. And so my question is, who are these people? You know, who are these people? If you haven't figured this out by now, they're not your leaders. They do what the corporations tell them. The major corporations do what the reptilians and grays tell them, and the dark sorcery energy that they're plugged into. That's basically the bottom line, you know. That's who they work with. That's what they're involved with. So anyway, you know, it's time to wake up and you know, the people that are doing these inhuman acts are not human. They're a lot of people on the highest levels have sold their souls because of power and greed and notoriety. They've sold their souls out to these other beings. They care nothing about you and your families or the planet. And they're running, you know, ripshod on everybody right now. But I know that's going to come to a close, you know, again. I think all this is going to be exposed and there's going to be a firestorm, you know, in the future when all the stuff that these Illuminati and banksters have been doing, you know, over the years, and the war on disease profiteers, when this all surfaces, they're going to have, you know, a price to pay. And so you're going to find some of the people that we should be, you know, saluting or respecting, and people in the highest positions of office and rank are really have, you know, betrayed a trust extremely. And basically are guilty of treason, period, end of story, you know. Am I some fundamental, what do they call them? I forgot. I don't know. They have names for people that are awake. But, you know, conspiracy theorists or Minuteman or whatever else, you know. They have all these names to kind of try to degrade you or whatever else. And my saying to that is, no, I'm awake. You know, and anybody who, you know, really wants to end the pain and the suffering and the deception is really, you know, anybody that's on the side of truth, you know, I'm on that side. You know, I don't care what you want to name them or call them. So I'm on the side of truth. I'm on the side of, living in harmony with each other and the planet and universal law. That's what I work with. I work with universal law and those who are working, you know, against universal law, those who are capitalizing on the war and disease programs going on, you know, and deceiving the people. Yeah, those people, they're going to have an experience because they're not aligned with universal law, and universal law is coming to the planet. So also, too, there, you know, a lot of quakes are going on. And Chile's having some major quakes going on. Hawaii, you might want to keep an eye on Chile. Your April Fool's quake that caused a lot of damage at one time came from Chile. So I do spend time in Hawaii. So you might want to keep an eye on the earthquake reports because Chile is rocking and rolling. You know, and make sure we're not going to have a tsunami coming your way. The Yellowstone is also at a level 8 right now. It's in the red zone. There's a lot of just earthquakes and volcanoes and mudslides around the world. So I'm going to start, you know, getting this feed and start covering these things. I haven't put too much time in it, but I think it's time to start covering, you know, the different events that are happening around the planet. So, you know, the hurricanes and tornadoes are just off the scale right now, and then the winds are beyond anything we've seen before. And a lot of that is due to geoengineering. They even say that in the Senate report, how they can excite hurricanes and tornadoes and, you know, kick them up a few notches and make them a pretty, you know, disastrous event. So to me, I just keep asking, who are these guys? You know, who are these guys that are acting this stuff out? And where are the white hats? You know, where are the guys that are going to, you know, call them to the mat, basically, or say, hey, wait a second, we took an oath. You know, we took an oath to serve the people, serve and protect the people. This is totally contrary to that oath, you know. And I'm waiting for these people to step up, you know, and like a lot of us are doing. You know, a lot of us are exposing this and stepping up the plate. But we need to kick it up a notch and get, you know, a lot of people on higher levels to, you know, regain their integrity and step up to the plate. So anyway, after this rant, you know, I needed to get this information out and I wanted to open up the lines. But don't get caught up in all these false flag events and all of a sudden. I know France isn't going to let this go. And they're probably going to come down and find out, well, who is really behind this and who is funding ISIS. And I know Russia is just pounding ISIS right now. And they're really, Putin's doing a wonderful job on cleaning up that mess. And most of these guys, ISIS, are just mercenaries. You know, they unfortunately, they're not really serving anybody other than whatever corporate programs are funding them to keep the terror program going. So anyway, you know, it's like, you know, war has never been the answer. Cutting off heads has never been the answer. I think standing tall on your own integrity and telling it like it is and is the answer. Truth is the answer, and it's time to get some major truth and reconciliation panels going and give them some teeth, you know, give them some arrest jurisdiction or things like that to start taking care of these problems. But anyway, you know, basically, you know, that's the deal. It's going to get a little crazier out there. There's going to be a little more chaos as we go through this shift and just, you know, prepare for it. But it is time for us to, you know, start aligning ourselves with universal law, you know, impeccable integrity, start being kind to each other and the planet, and make a decision, you know, on which side of the fence you're going to be playing, you know, because one side of the fence is going to end in implosion. It's going to totally destroy itself and go on the way out. And the other side is going to continue. And, you know, just like the Hopi prophecy rock, you know, the people that align with the family values and are aligned with the nature and aligned with, you know, being kind and creator are going to continue. You know, the people that are playing the separation game and just going into technology and power over others, you know, that game is coming to an end. You know, just like the days of Atlantis, you know, the same thing. You know, we're getting a total recap of that one, and hopefully the white hats or the more benevolent Atlanteans and Lemurians will stand up and remember and say, hey, we're not gonna go that way this time. We're not gonna let you take us down that road. And that's what I'm praying for, that people wake up, you know, very quickly. So I know I've got a few callers on the line here, so I wanted to open up the lines to calls and give people a shot. You know, I just wanted to kind of cover. Everybody's asking me about what I thought about the France bombing and everything else, and so there it is. You know, there's all the indicators are there showing that this whole thing is not what you think it is, and it's just another really bad acting and a bad scam, you know, to keep people frightened and keep people in terror and keep the powers that be in control, you know, keep that arms industry going. And there's even more to it than that. But anyway, I like it because all these things are being exposed now, and we're starting to see who are the liars and deceivers, and we're seeing who is behind everything, and it's all coming to the surface. So if you pay attention, you'll see that. But be that as it may, I wanted to move on to some other subjects and bring some colors in. There's a lot of extremely close UFO activity happening here. I know Australia is going to be the same. Japan's having some major activity increases there. So I really want to bring these people in and go ahead and talk about what's happening in other countries as well. So if you're in any of these other countries, or you're calling from the land of Oz or Japan or wherever you are, this is an international broadcast. So feel free to call in. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take Patricia from Arizona. I think she's on line one. Patricia, are you with us?
Well, it's actually Patrick, James.
Oh, Patrick. Okay, sorry about that. I misread the line.
I appreciate listening to you. It's good to talk to somebody and listen to somebody that's grounded. I'm over kind of over towards the Dunaway, you've been there. And I'm over in Cornville, just a hop, skip, and jump. I just have a question about abduction. I've been, when I was young, I've always had these gifts given to me. I didn't quite understand them. Now I'm 63 now, so this happened about a little over a year ago. And it's about 2:30 in the morning, and I awoke, and I could feel this energy above me. I live in a travel trailer, so RV court. And anyway, when I awoke, I could feel this energy above me. It's a pretty good sized ship. And the dog next door barked once. She was a little chihuahua, and she was barking at it. So I just one time, and I knew it was there. But in the morning, when I got up and I looked in the mirror, I had two red marks, one on each side of my temples. And I had three puncture marks in my back, about mid-back.
Uh-huh.
And I took pictures of them. And then I actually had a stiff neck. I thought maybe I slept wrong. But then I felt like I had a tight band around my head, and this led, and I got some really severe headaches. And throughout the course of this time, over a year, I had MRIs of my neck, I had MRI of my brain scans, to see if there was anything there. The energy, I could pick up the energy, and sometimes I feel like my head was about ready to explode.
Mm-hmm.
And through all this time, I'm not fear. I just was trying to figure out what's going on. There was a lot of times when I meditate, there was military helicopters coming over, and they would come from the airport out of Sedona. Instead of flying high over the mountain there, they would drop down low, and they would come right into my place.
Yeah.
Which was kind of strange because they should have stayed up high enough to go over to Prescott because that was the direction they were going. And they seemed to come around a lot. And so after about a year, I also had a shot in my neck. It was just below my ear, a couple of inches below my ear. And I thought, well, maybe it never did quite heal up. I still have it today. And then one morning, about 2:00, I woke up and I saw a blue light on next to my bed. Now the wall, because it's a slide out, it goes out about 3 feet, and there's a little clock that I have there. It's about the size of a cell phone. It's kind of stuck to a wall there, and I thought, well, what's that light doing? And so the pillow was kind of around by my eye there, and I peered over, and there's these bright lights. And I'm staring into them, and down below, there's a red spiral going around. And I kept looking into these lights, trying to look through them. And next thing I know, the lights went out, and all I saw was just the outline of all the lights in the panel. And I laid back down, and I said, good God, what the hell are you guys doing? And, you know, and then later on, about a month ago, I ended up with two puncture marks, one in each arm. Woke up in the morning, right in the crevice of the muscle on your forearm, and it's taken several months for those to get up. And my question was, I guess, in the end, I didn't know if it was military or not, if they had that capability. But the second time, it had to be interdimensional, because where the light was my bedstand, and it was there, and the wall was there.
Yeah.
And have you ever had anybody or anything like that that would explain something like that? I mean, I couldn't dream for a whole year. I lost my dreaming ability.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my abilities to remote view, and I've done that all my life. I've seen things like before the 9/11, a plane that was crashed into a tall building, and I was at work, and I asked a guy that I was working with, we were working out at HP doing a clean room, and I said, was there any information on that plane that flew into that tall building? He said, no, he never heard anything about it. So it was either that day or a week later, I don't remember, and the next thing my foreman came out before I left and said, did you hear about? And I thought it was a joke. And that's when I realized later on that, you know, seeing things like that.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any experience with anybody?
Yeah, actually, I've heard a lot of this going on, and sometimes it's a combination of things. Sometimes it's like some gray and reptilian energy in cahoots with, you know, certain black ops military things going on, because they have technology where they can come up to your house and flip a switch and everybody's off. I mean, they just turn everybody off in the house. And they also have these delta wave emitters that actually can go into your dreams. You know, they're holding you in delta in your dream state, and they can create any reality they want with this technology. So they can both take you out and also create any kind of reality they want you to experience and then leave. And you wouldn't know. You couldn't tell the difference. You know, there's no firewall to stop that, you know. And so they have the technology to create any kind of reality they want, or make you think, you know, something happened that didn't, you know, it's, and on top of that, there are some ETs that are still abducting people. And I think it's not that common anymore. It's actually been stopping and almost altogether, but there are a few cases where it's still going on. Very rare though, but, because the benevolent ones have been stepping in and putting an end to this. So either way, you know, one thing, if you are gifted in having those experiences of seeing the future and having glimpses and things like that, I mean, they want to shut that down. They want to close that down. They don't want you having that knowledge or having that wisdom or messing up their game, right? You know, like giving people a heads up on what's going on. So, and a lot of times that's what the grays are looking for, the gifted people, so they can actually add their genetics, you know, to their program, you know, so their hybrid program, you know. So there's a lot of different things, could be multiple things going on there, you know, with you. You know, what I found, it's real important to find out who your own main teacher and guide is, you know, and start working with the higher dimensional ETs and masters. And the more you do that, the more this stuff starts diminishing, if it doesn't stop altogether.
Yeah, I'm so so. I mean, they've attacked me on my computer to where my computer would start ramping up on the Mac.
Oh, yeah, you'll see your cursor moving by itself, all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, well, the energy coming out was so much that I had to back away from the computer.
They do a lot of that. We just had some people come here from Australia, and they're setting up some events over there in Australia. And when they got back to Australia, their PCs had something like it was the part of the hardware hardwired into their computer, and it was feeding out information straight to the Department of Defense and some, you know, over in I think it was Langley or something, you know, had a direct feed into their computers. So I thought that was quite interesting that, you know, these guys are having contacts over there, and they come over here for a visit and come back with, and they had to actually just destroy their computer. They had to go and get rid of their computer altogether because they couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah, I had to do about $700 worth of work on to get it back.
Yeah, and your server will all of a sudden come out and say, hey, you've got too much data, you know, you're running all this data and you've gone over your thing and everything else. And then I'm just asking them and say, well, where's it going? You know, who's using up that bandwidth? And all of a sudden you'll see, you know, Department of Defense, DOD, or you'll see other people on there, you know, that are using up that bandwidth.
So one day the Wi-Fi came on, and I'm not on Wi-Fi, I'm direct to cable. You know, I keep waking up my Wi-Fi on, and they're not even hooked up to it. And so there was some stuff on there, and I went to trace it because it had the GSA, which is a government thing, and it had GSA IPS number. So I went to Google to locate it, and was out in the field out in the middle of Kansas someplace, you know, the cornfield.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, they're definitely checking everything out. But, you know, the way I see it is that they need an education too. You know, they need to learn about what's really going on. And you know, I don't mind sharing the information we have with them because it's all benevolent. It's all helpful to humanity, the earth. Sure. And, you know, it's not like they're going to drop some secret weapon off with this or something like that. You know, that's not going to happen, you know, cause that's not how these guys operate. So there's nothing.
Well, they don't like the truth. That's the whole thing. They just don't like the truth. You know, I remember back in 2003, or I believe it was 2003. I was up in Idaho. I'm from Idaho, and moved down on Convergence down in Arizona here. But my sister and I, it was my first computer, and we were e-messaging each. He's back, you know. I could type, she would type, same thing, like messaging on the phone. And I said, well, why do you think we're in Iraq? She said, well, we're there to help people. And I said, well, why? I said, well, we're there for the oil. And I said, why do you think we're in Afghanistan? She said, well, to help the people. I said, no, we're there for the drugs, for the opium. And that's kind of big red letters. On Yahoo, 1-inch red letters saying, we are watching.
Wow.
That put the end to our conversations. You know, my sister just wouldn't email me anymore, so she's quite pissed off.
Yeah, anyway. They're monitoring, you know, everything right now, but, you know, that's not working out. No matter what they do, they can't stop it. You know, the truth is going to come out. You know, they can't hide it anymore, and there's so many whistleblowers and so many other people coming out with the information. And, you know, I think in the end, a lot of these people are going to, you know, realize that their secrecy is no longer secret, that the whole world knows who they are and what they're doing. And, you know, they're going to have to go crawl under a rock somewhere, and, you know, or change their ways. You know, one way or the other, they're going to have to change because, you know, the bottom line is those programs don't align with where the earth is going. And, you know, the earth is being...
And the frequencies moved up, from my understanding, that Schumann resonance, you can't even go on there and get it anymore. Someone said that it's up around 9 something now.
And one day all the technology isn't going to work.
Well, it's not, you know.
Then what are they going to do?
My, my brother was a pathological liar, so when I always called him as a kid, I'd call him on his, tell him right to his face, he's lying, so he beat you up. Say, see, I'm not lying. So that reminds me of the government, you know. Well, you're lying. We'll show you. We'll just go kill you.
Yeah. I love that saying, there's an old saying, when is a politician not lying through his teeth? And it's when they're effervescing on his nightstand, you know. But not all of them. I know there are some politicians that are trying to, you know, wake the people up and show them what's going on, but far and few between. I just think we just need to get an independent panel, you know, Truth and Reconciliation panel. Have an independent one and get some people on there that high credential people that have a long track record of service, you know, to the people on the earth, and put them on this panel and start, investigating what's really going on, and then have some teeth to it, and then things will get straightened out. But, you know, we don't have a say right now in what's happening. We don't have, it's all a bad joke, basically, the system the way it is now. But I think that's all going to be changing pretty quick.
Well, the things I looked at back during Vietnam, in the 60s and 70s, we all knew that, we were awake back then, some of us were, and the bad thing was either you go pick up a gun and go kill somebody or you go to prison, and it was just, nothing really changed from back then to the way it is now, except you don't have the draft yet.
Might
bring it back up.
Yeah, the same guys are pulling the same stunts, and they, you know, what did Bush say? You know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me again. I can't remember what he said. He screwed it all up. But
yeah, he did.
But it's pretty funny, that whole program, though. It's like, how many times can they pull the same stunt and get away with it before people call them out on it? And maybe that's the responsibility of the people, you know, to do their own research. And, you know, they say we deserve the leadership that we have by not speaking out and not being proactive, you know, in a lot of these things. I'm not saying to go out and vote, because your options are, you know, usually a lesser of two evils, basically, or evil of two lessers. But, we have to start standing.
I told my Sufi teacher one time, just a beautiful person, and I says, we as human beings haven't come very far in the last 2,000 years. You know, nothing's changed. Yeah. And she said, our consciousness is getting a little higher. And I said, yeah, but we're still doing the same shit that we were doing back then, you know, killing and wars and everything else. And it was just, but now, you know, I do see more things on the internet where people are making statements underneath the blogs and things, and they seem to be waking up more. And, but then again, I was always in construction and service, things like that, and I run into people, and they still don't know what chemtrails are.
Yeah.
But I plant a seed, you know, I just plant a seed. I was told to, by in the spiritual world, to put the thought forms into the ley line. Well, the ley line comes up out of the grid down there out of Tucson. It comes right up through Prescott, right up through where I'm at, up through Sedona, up to Salt Lake, and to another grid. And so these ley lines, a lot of people think, well, it's just a trail. Well, that trail can be 50 miles wide, you know, if the energy is in there. And I was told to, this is my thing in life, to put thought forms to those ley lines. And then that connects into all the grid lines that goes out to all the people around the world. And so I've been meditations, and that's what I do.
Yeah, well, thanks for doing that. I know the off-worlders are doing that too, and I've I've watched them take their ships over grid lines, you know, and totally change the nature. They did it over the Dome of the Rock, you know. They went over there and they totally changed, you know, the grid lines there and the old psychometrized energy there. So they're appearing over major places right now and totally changing the consciousness grid and energy grid, you know, of the planet. So, you know, these shifts can come about and hopefully they'll continue to do that. But it's great that you're taking an active role in that as well. I mean, they love that and they get behind it and they add their energy to it when we do start doing this kind of work.
Well, see, when all that started up and I really got into doing it, I put out so much energy, and that's when all the helicopters started coming over.
Yeah, they feel it. We have our share of everything you can imagine, from helicopters to, we had some F-16s come over here, and the guy turned and I could look right into the cockpit at the guy, and really slow, and they lost a ship. Wow. You know, I mean, one of their jets was chasing a big ship that was going towards the moon the night before, and all of a sudden that jet just vanished. I mean, it just totally disappeared, and it turned its lights off and it put, you know, the full afterburners on going towards this ship. So it was definitely in pursuit, and then you could see it, you could hear it, it was really loud, and then the next thing you know, it's just dead quiet and nothing, you know. Wow. It just disappeared. And so the next day we had these you know, F-16s flying around the property in circles over and over again, nice and low. You know, I think they're trying to find out where their buddy went, you know, but should ask me, I could have told them, you know, but I asked them about that. I asked some of the beings on the other ships, like in those cases, what happens? And they said, well, we just move them into another dimension or another time. You know, say sometimes they have trouble landing, you know, because the airports they're used to aren't there anymore. But, you know, he said, yeah, you know, we don't kill them. We don't, you know, destroy them. We either just bring them on board, you know, and confiscate their ship and then, you know, retrain them or something. But, you know, they have the ability to just pop them into somewhere else, into another time. You know, so I think some of these guys are flying their jets and next thing you know, they're in heavy pursuit, you know, all armed to the teeth and ready to fire. And you know, the next instant they're looking down at dinosaurs, you know, or something. Where's my landing strip? I think one day we're going to do that. We're going to find it. If we haven't already, we're going to find like an F-15 or something like that, you know, buried in stone. We're going to try to figure out how that happened. You know, with some dinosaurs.
Well, kind of like the one over in Afghan, I guess. You know, that BMO that was over in Afghanistan at the time trying to dig out the within stone.
That didn't work out. That didn't work out too good.
Disappeared. So.
You know, let me give the numbers again. I'm going to see if we can get some more callers on the line here. And I haven't given the numbers out. I promised I would. But if you want to call in, the numbers are 888-627-6008. Or 530. Actually, we've got some other ones. Let me give you this 323-744-4831. That's another direct call if you want to use that one. So again, it's 888-627-6008. That's the easiest number to call in on. Or you can call 323-744-4831. And anyway, waiting for your calls. We want to talk about what's going on in your neighborhood, you know, what kind of energies you're experiencing. You know, one thing here is that, and the people from Australia and everybody else, while I'm talking to them on Skype, all of our signals are going off. And we have body signals that tell us, you know, who is around. You know, like my left side will just start vibrating and tingling. It means, you know, the Pleiadians are here. In my right side will start going off. It's usually the Orion Council of Light or it's Andromeda energy or something like that. And I feel it in different parts of my body. But almost all of us lately are just feeling these sensations on a regular, it's happening on a regular basis. And it's like now I'm having all the signals going off at the same time. I mean, they're here. The communication lines are open. They're more of a spiritual process, but they're here stronger than they've ever been. And It looks like we're going to have some major events, right around the corner. Don't know if we still have her. Are you still with us? It's like we lost our caller, but anyway, again, if you want to call in, the number is 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. Go ahead and call in. You can discuss whatever's going on, whatever's happening in your corner of the woods. We've just got a few minutes left, on the show. So we can get and squeeze a couple more callers in. So feel free to give us a call. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the shifts of energy that are going on. It's funny because I get people here from all over the world come here, and we got people from NASA show up here, and Triple PH Boeing engineers, and Lockheed Skunk Works engineers. And, the head of Lockheed actually said that we have the technology to take ET home. And, so basically, my question is, if we have the technology to go to Zeta Reticuli or, Alpha Centauri or any of these other places, and, we're definitely not doing it with rockets. It's a different type of technology altogether. And we have the fuelless energy and, all the other technologies, extreme technologies, attached to the secret space program, which Randy Kramer, Captain K, and a lot of others are coming out and talking about, as well as these techniques that they have healing chambers and can actually regrow limbs and arms and things like that. And, my question is, and also was Randy Kramer's question, is like, why is this not being made available to the troops, the ones that went over to Afghanistan and Iraq and all these other that have, been hit by these mines and all these other accidents? If we had the ability to regrow their limbs and we're not doing it, what does that say for us, as a civilization? If we have the cure for cancer and we're allowing these children to die and suffer in these hospitals, horrible deaths, by filling them up with chemotherapy and radiation, I mean, how does that define us, as a culture, or as a society? And I just see these things happening over and over again. And I know what's available, and knowing what's available, I just wonder how the people can actually live with themselves knowing, that they're holding back. And also too, when people are with the inoculations and all the chemicals like Monsanto and all the GMO stuff, and when they know they're creating cancer and creating these debilitating diseases and the chemtrails and all the food additives and the aspartame and fluoride in the water and all the other things that they're doing, they know the effects of this, yet they're doing this anyway. And to me, it's like, we have to really start reevaluating this program, the leadership of this nation, and what's really happening, because it's gone beyond ridiculous. And when you have a brigadier general captured, consorting with ISIS, and then you have these French bombings going off, knowing that, that the French are finally standing up and stepping up to the plate and calling it like it is. And then they get, the reciprocation for that is the bombings, and all the other stuff. It's like, at what point are we going to stand up and say, enough of this stuff? I mean, this is so transparent now. It's so obvious what's really going on. When are we going to wake up and smell the coffee? When are we going to figure this one out? Because you just can't miss it anymore. And, with all the UFO sightings around the world, literally thousands of ships, flying over, Mexico and South American countries and our news not even covering it, it's like, the amount of sightings over there. I mean, they're on the front page over there every time something big happened. Guadalajara had thousands of ships fly over it. Mainstream news right on the front page. They have mermaid sightings, things like that, front page, things that, are merman. They had some kind of creature swimming around out there. They couldn't figure out what it was. Front page news, bam, it's on the front page news. Now, I'm not saying this merman exists, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're having all these people seeing something, why don't we cover it? You know, just, you know, it's news, you know, why is there a concerted effort to totally stop any coverage of any kind of cure, you know, for cancer or diabetes or things like that, any fuelless energy? They really refuse to allow that to come forward. You know, they won't cover that. And the UFO, there's an obvious cover up there, or they vilify the person or try to make, you know, fun of them, you know, the contactees and the other people that are actually getting some pretty darn good footage recently, you know, validating their experiences. You know, you really look at this whole system and just go, you know, it is so broken. It is such a disservice. It is so corrupt. At what are we going to do, and you know, about this? You know, we can't let it continue because it's going to implode. It's going to take everybody down with it, obviously. You know, especially with all the energies coming in, you know, what are we going to do to change this system? And the bottom line is it's up to us. It's up to us to say enough's enough, and that we're not going to participate in the lies and the deception and the pain and suffering, and especially to children, you know, and the destruction of the environment. You know, we're going to have to stand up and take a really good look around you, you know, look at your water, look at the forests around you. You know, look what's happening there. I mean, I'm watching our forests just being destroyed. And, you know, we drive across the gorge into Hood River, you know, quite a bit. And you're on that bridge and you're going across the river and you look at the whole hillside and half the trees are dead. And you're going, what is going on here? I mean, these trees have been here, some of them hundreds of years. And, you know, what the heck is going on? So, you know, we have to start asking those hard questions. I'm going to take, we got one more caller here. I've got Claudia on line 3. So let's bring Claudia in and see what we can do to get Claudia's message out. So Claudia, are you with us?
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just listening to what you're saying about we should all be starting to see all this stuff. And honestly, I think the people that know about it are so aware of it. It's like you can't miss it. But everybody around me thinks I'm crazy because I'm saying things occasionally that allude to what you just talked about at length. People are so asleep still, and it took me several years myself to get into believing all this stuff. And yeah. I don't think we have the timeline to have the general masses or the masses wake up. So how can we affect some change here to turn the ship around at the, you know, the leaders? And I just, what can we do? I'm at a loss.
You know, I think right now, I think this thing in Paris is going to be the shot across the bow that people are just going to say enough, and they're going to expose this whole thing. And I think it's going to accelerate everything very quickly, because there's so many people exposing this thing. And there's also the ships are starting to show themselves much more. So I think things are going to really accelerate over the next year, especially in the next 2 years, to where you know, they did a poll in Texas. I mean, of all states, 99% of the people believe that UFOs are real, you know, and there's a government cover-up. And they did a Time CNN poll back in the 80s. 86% of the people believed it. So I think we're not alone out there. It's just there are some people that are still afraid to talk about it. But, you know, you get them behind closed doors or just on a one-on-one situation and you ask them, you know, what's going on. Most people are just afraid, you know, they're just afraid to speak out because it's, you know, they'll be sorted out of the herd, you know, and they're afraid from any repercussions. But, you know, it's pretty obvious right now. And, you know, thanks for continuing to speak about this. We need to keep talking about it. And when people start trying to shut you down or just thank them, just say, well, thank you for your open display of ignorance and have a nice day, you know, just move on.
Okay. I'm going to keep trying. Thank you for all your work.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in. We're coming up to the end of the hour here, unfortunately. I wish we had a few minutes left, but, you know, just we need to start paying attention. We need to start standing tall on our own divinity and integrity. And it doesn't matter what religion you believe in, what culture you're from or anything else. There is universal law and it applies to everybody. And it's just all about being kind to each other and being kind to the planet. You know, everything else will follow suit. You know, you never said, you know, kill your neighbor or shoot your neighbor or take your neighbor's oil or take your neighbor's resources. I don't think any of that is in any culture. you know, well, one culture maybe, but we won't go there. But, you know, any kind of program that is creating separation, division, and pain and suffering is a program that's not of spirit. You know, it's of a lesser form or you know, it's an archon program. And so it's just time to get rid of these old archonic networks and this old draconian law that we've been, you know, held down by. I know I'm doing my best to break this program, and as well as many others. And there's an army of people out there that are exposing this, and my hat's off to them. And hopefully we can all join those armies and start standing up for ourselves and turn this planet around. You know, but unfortunately, we've got to sign off tonight. But I can't thank the callers for calling in, and thanks for listening to my rant about Paris. Anyway, just keep watching this Paris thing as it unfolds, because you're going to see a lot of information come out. And I think the government in Paris, too, is just going to say, enough's enough. You know, you brought this to our doorstep, and we know who you are, and they're going to start exposing it. And hopefully, you know, it'll be a, you know, the spark that ignites the storm that puts an end to this program, you know, this old draconian network that we have going on, the Archon program. So anyway, this is James Gilliland signing off. Have a great evening. Watch the skies. Stay in the heart. Don't get into the fear and all the other trauma that they're trying to create. And realize the very people that are offering solutions are often the people creating the problem. And so we need to look behind the curtain and see what's really going on. Anyway, this is James Gilliland signing off, your host. Have a great evening. Good night.